Plakas, how are you?
Doing great, Gregor.
You ever had a five-course meal?
I think I've had a few in my time. Absolutely. If you pick about 20 things at a buffet, is that a 20-course meal?
yeah, sure, why not? I'm not sure. Like, maybe there's like five-course training sections, but for the average just recreational athlete, like guy like myself or Majot or just, you know, somebody who's looking, you know, for general overall fitness, do you got any ideal things to start out that, like, for weight training, number one, you know, that's realistic and where you'd see returns?
Yeah, so the first thing I would recommend everybody do is just get something called a kinetic chain assessment. So you go in, you see a trainer that knows how to do a postural assessment, and then they can determine by, you know, just your joint mechanics of when you're doing movements, and plus your just natural posture, they might be able to pinpoint some things that may not just look right compared to what the correct anatomical position should be. So if you have some muscles that are too weak and too tight, you basically want to start off by trying to create corrective exercises to help those joint mechanics become better, just so that everything works more fluidly. And it might give you some idea of what exercises maybe to avoid at the beginning, okay, and then maybe to add in later on. It gives the trainer an idea and a blueprint of what kind of program should be designed specifically for you and the postural assessment you have to start off with.
That's great advice, because I can recall, and I know many of our other people, where you have a buddy of yours who he trains, and you're like, well, I'm just going to go train with him. So you go there, and you're like, you know, our guy's ego gets in the way, and oh, you're doing that? Sure, I'll try it. And you might do it at a significantly lower rep count or even the amount of weights you're doing, of course, but you might be doing movements that your body just is not capable of doing correctly, and, you know, the next day you find yourself like my buddy Hutch, who can't even lift his arms for a week and a half.
Yeah, exactly right. So if you have bad joint mechanics and then you don't perform the movement correctly, and then you get other muscles trying to assist you and compensate for the immobility or lack of strength in that area, that's when, yeah, you can get injury in your body, and then you have to sort of sit and let it heal, and you're taking more steps back than you are taking steps forward. So it's really mostly for injury prevention and also to maximize the efficiency of your workout time when you're ready to do the right workout for you.
And, you know, there's different types. You can do weight training. Maybe it's playing a sport a few times, or the high-intensity interval training, or the moderate-intensity cardiovascular work. Let's start with that one. When you do something like that, do you need to do it more often, the cardiovascular?
If you're doing moderate-intensity cardiovascular work, which is what I would think most people do when they go to the gym, is that's when you sort of set in at a pace that you can sustain aerobically, and you do it for like 20 minutes, 30, 60 minutes, whatever duration you desire. And usually the intensity level is probably about a 7 or an 8 out of 10. And so that's basically how much work you're putting in relative to your fitness level, because it varies from person's fitness level to the next person. So that's what most people do. And that you can pretty well, if you mix up the cardio, you can do that daily. It's not that stressful on your body. If you're doing the same thing, like you're constantly running all the time, you could get some repetitive stress injury, especially if you're not running properly. But if you're doing less impact stuff like biking, yeah, you could do that daily.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Now, what about, you know, weight training can help endurance sports as running and biking? Because a lot of people have, you know, they thought, and that's, I don't know if it's a new thing, but it you know, it used to be if you want to be a runner, you got to run all the time. And there's been a real big change in that, hasn't there?
Yes, there sure is. We're noticing a lot more in the industry where people are getting their mileage in, but they're also doing weight training, even marathon runners or even ultra-marathon runners and long-distance triathletes are doing more and more weight training than they ever have before. And the reason for that is that it's that your body goes through a lot of stress when you're doing these long-duration type activities. So if your joints and your muscular system breaks down because of lack of strength, then what happens is you become less efficient at whatever you're doing. And so your body starts compensating again for trying to get other muscles involved. And then what happens is your gait becomes worse when you're running, or when you're swimming, your stroke doesn't become very efficient. And so what happens, you lose efficiency and you get more, you try harder and harder to keep up with the other person, so you tire more quickly during your race. So strength training can help efficiency in whatever endurance sport that you're doing and help prevent injury.
When you you know, the reducing the injury is probably the biggest concern for average Joes and Jills like ourselves, right? Because if you get hurt, you can't start training. And then usually it just discourages people, and all of a sudden they're like, well, I don't want to do this because I'm going to get injured again. And then we end up doing nothing.
That's correct. Yeah, so the key there is to figure out, first of all, identify what the injury is. And then the way I go about it is, you know, rest is your best thing you can do for that. But there's always things you can do to work around an injury. So while you're resting one area of your body that is hurt, there's lots of other things you can be doing. That's when you want to see somebody that can sort of figure out what kind of movement pattern causes you pain and you should avoid from it temporarily. But what other kind of movement patterns can you do that don't cause you pain, that promote circulation, that can still get a training effect for your body and keep your weight down, keep you psychologically motivated to keep your exercise patterns up and keeping that habitual consistency going on throughout your entire life. So yeah, you don't want to be taking breaks. Like even guys in the NHL, like Connor McDavid breaking his collarbone, I'm sure he's still doing other type of activity that he can do just to try to stay in shape. And once that injury heals, he can get back in the game as soon as possible. But so he's not going to be doing a lot of heavy shoulder presses, obviously, but there's a whole bunch of other parts of the body he can still train.
And that's the big thing, is just to maintain act. So even if you've got, as you mentioned, a shoulder injury, there's still some things, whether you're just sitting on your bike watching the Oilers games or the Eskimos when they're winning the Grey Cup, you could at least do those type of things that you're in a position not to injure yourself.
And exactly. There's always something you can be doing, and what that is depends on what type of injury you have and the severity of it and all that kind of things. But, you know, a good trainer will be able to help you identify and then work with your doctor, orthopedic surgeon, whatever type of injury you've had, and then develop a plan to work around it. And then when you're ready to start rehabbing that injury, then going through the process of, you know, what are the best introductory rehabilitation exercises to start off with to create mobility and stability, and then eventually building into getting that strength back that you once had, and then specific to whatever sport you want to get that strength for.
Plakas, always great to talk to you. Get out there. You're not riding your bike home tonight, are you?
Yeah, I'm a fair weather rider. I sort of put that away. I'm doing a lot of indoor sports now.
Well, smart. All right. Well, good luck scoring your first goal in men's league this weekend.
Hopefully this week.
All right. Thanks, appreciate man. It.